This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Taking Stock, a special podcast on Money Control post-market closing. I'm Sakshi Batra and with me is Shridhijanan, Markets Editor at Money Control. Good evening, Shridhijan. Thanks very much for joining in. Well, it was the second day of consecutive loss that we've seen in a row for the D Street, be it Nifty or the Sensex. So could you just help us understand what were the broad points that actually weighed on the market sentiment in today's trading session and what is the outlook now?
Right. Well, good evening, Sakshi, and good evening, listeners. Well, Indian market consolidated for the second day in a row on Monday, largely weighed down by concerns around about coronavirus. In fact, Nifty 50 bounced back after hitting its crucial support near 12,000 levels, while the S&P BSE Sensex closed below 41,000. Now, let's look at the final tally on D Street as well. Sensex fell 162 points to 40,979, while the Nifty 50 closed 66 points lower at 12,031 on Monday. Well, sectorally, the pressure was seen in metals, auto, power, consumer durable and public sector indices. Well, mixed performance was seen from the broader market. In fact, if you look at the Nifty mid-cap index, it fell 0.78%. While if you look at the small-cap index, it was largely in line with benchmark indices. It was down by 0.43%. Now, at a time when benchmark indices retested their crucial support levels, more than 100 stocks on the BSE hit their fresh 52-week high. That includes names like MRF, Bot India, Bajaj Finance, SRF, Info Edge, Avenue Supermarts, Pidilite Industries, DV's Laboratories, and JK Cement. Now, going forward, markets would take cues from the outcome of the Delhi Assembly elections on Tuesday, as well as macro data around inflation will be an important event to watch out for. Now, globally, any adverse developments with respect to coronavirus will have a rub-off effect on Indian markets as well. That's what most experts are suggesting at this point in time. Now, if you look at the gainers, well, TCS, Bajaj Finance, and UPL were the top Nifty gainers. And with respect to losers, well, Tata Steel, M&M, and Zee Entertainment were the top Nifty losers.
Right. Now, apart from this, Shridhijan, could you also help us understand, sectorally speaking, which were the sectors that really pulled down the benchmark indices lower in today's trading session? And in terms of stocks also, where was the maximum volume spike seen?
Right. Well, sectorally, metal index, in fact, plunged more than 3%. And we're not surprised because of the global growth concerns, thanks to, you know, the spreading concerns over coronavirus. Now, followed by, if you look at the auto index, it was also down 2.3%. And the power index was down 1.6%. Now, volume spike of 100 to 800% was seen in stocks like NMM, GAIL India, Motherson Sumi, MRF and Bharat Forge. Long build-up was seen in stocks like GAIL, Cadila Healthcare, DVS Laboratories, and short build-up was seen in stocks like Motherson Sumi, Bharat Forge, Just Dial, and Sale.
Right. Now, apart from this, again, there were a whole host of other stocks that were in action today on the back of news flows. Let's start off with UPL share prices first. They rose about 5% in today's trading session and was also the top Nifty gainer after the company's Q3 FY20 net profit rose about 52% to 700 crore rupees as against 460 crore rupees. And also the revenues jumped about 80%. To at about 8,800 crore rupees versus 4,920 crore rupees. That's on a year-on-year basis. HSBC has maintained a buy rating with a target price of 680 rupees per share on the stock. Tata Steel share prices also declined more than 6% after the company reported a weak set of numbers in the quarter ended December 2019. Share prices of Motherson Sumi fell over 5% after the company reported a 39% decline in its consolidated profit at 340 crore rupees for the quarter ended December. Now, Mahindra and Mahindra share prices tanked about 7% after the company posted a 73% decline in its net profit. That's on a year-on-year basis. Share prices of Bharat Forge also fell about 3% after the company reported a massive 59% year-on-year decline in profit due to weak demand both in domestic and international markets. Steel share prices, on the other hand, also shed about 5% in trade after reports suggested that the government is planning to sell 5% stake in the PSU firm through an offer for sale. As of December 31st, the government held about 75% stake in sale. Now, apart from this, Shridhijan, could you also help us understand how are the technicals placed right now? And are we looking at more consolidation in the days to follow, or are we looking at a bounce back?
Right. Well, in terms of technicals, actually, well, if you formed a bearish belt hold kind of a pattern on the daily charts. In fact, it closed below its 50 days exponential moving average placed at 12,054. Remember, the 50 days moving average is still placed at 12,118. Now, going forward, a breach of 11,990, which is the intraday low, low in today's trading session. So breach of 11,990 to 11,950 could actually facilitate the downside target placed in the zone of 11,783 to 11,749. That's what most technical experts are suggesting at this point in time. Now, contrary to this, some sideways consolidation can be expected if Nifty manages to close above 12,100 levels. Now, position traders are advised to create fresh short positions on a breach of 11,950 levels on a closing basis and look for a target of 11,770. That's what most technical experts are suggesting at this point in time.
Right. Thanks a lot, then, Shitish, for sharing these important data points that we need to remember on the index going forward. With that, it's a wrap here. Many thanks for listening to us.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.